From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Anti-government protest in Baghdad exploded into violence on Friday afternoon as thousands of demonstrators charged into the so-called International Zone. Security forces unloaded heavy machine gun fire, stun grenades, and tear gas as the crowd surged forward. Protests are the culmination of weeks of mounting anger against government corruption and inefficiency. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has come to symbolize the face of Iraq's failing government. Some of the protesters broke through the security cordon and ran to Abadi's offices determined to find him. He reportedly was not there. Search crews have found human remains along with the personal belongings of passengers from Egypt Air Flight 804. Airbus A320 disappeared in the Mediterranean Thursday while headed to Cairo from Paris. 66 people were on board. On whether terrorism caused that crash, VOA spoke with security specialist Sajan Gohel of the Asia-Pacific Foundation in London.
If this is a terrorist attack, it is a game changer in terms of how we travel in the future, because it would mean that there was a problem at the Paris end, which would then mean that there's going to have to be reevaluation as to security procedures, and that will have a knock-on effect worldwide.
France's foreign minister on Friday rejected widespread comments regarding terrorism to be the blame. Meantime, aviation experts warning against speculation. U.S. military dismissing a Russian proposal to carry out joint airstrikes against Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria. You can get more on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News.